Welcome back to the Sunrise Honda Kickoff Show, presented by Arkansas State University as A-State gets set for the GoDaddy.com Bowl here in Mobile tonight against 25th-ranked Kent State. We're joined on the Sunrise Honda Kickoff Show now by the two-time Player of the Year in the Sunbelt Conference, A-State quarterback Ryan Applin, and Middle Tennessee, for as good a performance as it was. I'm sure it seems like a long time ago. I'm sure you and your teammates have had this day circled and ready to finally play football.
Definitely. We've been antsy for a long time, and now it's time to put on the pads and, you know, kind of face another opponent.
How did doing this last year, same kind of gap, getting ready for the same bowl game, how beneficial was that for you? Not only for you old guys personally, but with so many young guys contributing here, kind of helping them know what to do in these 5 weeks.
Right, I think a little bit beneficial, you know, just to be able to kind of we get to slow things down. We had a month to prepare. You know, the game plan's been in. And, you know, a big thing is, you know, people are talking about, you know, we've seen, you know, what we're going to do every day. And we did it last year. But at the same time, it's all about coming out, you know, Sunday night and playing football. And that's something that we need to take care of more than anything. And that, you know, you really can't prepare for that, especially, you know, except for game planning. You know, it's these events, you know, you know what's coming, but at the same time, you just got to be ready to play on Sunday.
You took a long, painful walk off that field in Mobile last year. Forget everybody else, so just strictly from a personal standpoint, how anxious are you to get another crack here in this bowl?
Very anxious. You know, I think, you know, as guys who were here last year, you know, it's very personal. You know, I think the feeling we had walking off that field and, the way we sent those seniors out just didn't feel right. And that's something, you know, we want to do and kind of change it and redeem ourselves. You know, we got a chance to go back down, you know, kind of show the city of Mobile, you know, what type of team we really are and make a name for ourselves on national television.
You guys dealing with a similar set of circumstances from a coaching standpoint, but different because there is a little bit more continuity from last year. Do you feel like you guys go into the ball game tonight with a better chance to win than maybe you had a year ago?
No doubt. You know, I think, you know, it's all about us playing. You know, you want to say this and say that. You know, we only had so many coaches, but at the same time, it comes down to us playing, and that's what we did not do that last year. We didn't play four quarters, and that's what hurt us. So we got to come out. You know, we got a great plan. The coaches have been awesome this whole time, you know, going into this game, and now it's time to put it on the field.
Any wrinkles? You don't have to tell what they are, but we're going to see some stuff out of this offense maybe we didn't see the other 12 ball games?
You know, I wouldn't say so. I think we're going to stay, you know, who we are as a team. You know, I think, you know, when you get away from that, that's when teams tend to struggle. You know, you try and do too much or you try and do too little. It kind of puts you in a bind as a team. You know, you're trying to go out of your limits and out of your reach. You know, we need to do what we've done all year that's made us successful, and that's what we're going to do tonight.
You had more fun in a game than the Middle Tennessee game. I mean, it was as close to perfect, maybe a team effort as anybody's ever seen an Arkansas State football team play.
Right. I never had that much fun. I think just the all-around atmosphere, that's probably what made it that much more enjoyable. You know, you can go out there and be a team like that, but if nobody's there to see it, especially your fans, it's not that fun. So to have our fans out there seeing that game was just tremendous. And, you know, we're hoping to repeat that, but in Mobile. So, you know, hoping to have as many of them as can show up, hopefully 15,000, we can break the record and make a statement down there in Mobile.
You know, you got thrust into the quarterback spot a little earlier than a lot of would have expected on account of an injury there to Corey Leonard way back when. That make you appreciate sort of just how quick it can end for a football player here as you look back on your career?
Definitely. You know, you never know when your last play can be. You know, it could be the next snap, you know, it could be, you know, a couple games down the road. You know, you just got to play every snap like it's your last and have no regrets. And that's something coach teaches us. You know, every play has got to be, you know, all out. Because you never know, you know, that one play could be the difference. And that's something, you know, I've kind of learned on the way and something that's probably helped me out, you know, through these years.
About to take the field here in Mobile for the bowl game of your senior season. Have you let yourself think much about the aspect that you're putting on that A-State uniform for the last time?
You know, not really. You know, I think, you know, it's kind of hard to think about that. You know, it's definitely something that you never want to get to. But at the same time, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, it's that time. You know, this is the last one for us seniors. And we're going to go out, you know, giving everything we got and hopefully make these fans proud.
Should be fun. Thanks for the visit. Good luck and have fun out there in that last go-round.
Thank you, sir.
Ryan Applin, our guest on the Sunrise Honda Kickoff Show. We'll have more from Ladd Peebles Stadium after a timeout. Red Wolves football will continue in a moment.